A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Mem Beis, Chulin 142a, pagination is 283. We have the privilege of doing the last page of the Masechta. And we begin with a passage reflecting on the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, sending away the mother bird. We're on the second to last of the small lines. And the Mishnah states, "Uma im mitzvah kalo shehi ke'iser." This mitzvah is very inexpensive. It doesn't take much. Omra Torah, the Torah says, "Leman yitav lach ve'arachta yomim." It should be good for you, and you'll have length of days. Kal v'chomer al mitzvahs chamuras shebetorah. Certainly, the mitzvahs that are more challenging in the Torah, you're going to get great reward. Says the Gemara. Tanya Devei Rabbi Yaakov Omer. We learned, the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yaakov taught as follows. Ein lecha kol mitzvah u'mitzvah shebetorah. There's no mitzvah in the Torah, shematat tzchora b'tzida, that has the reward written next to it. She'ein techiyas ha'mesim tuluya ba, that you can't infer from it that there is such a thing as techiyas ha-mesim. And the logic here goes that if the Torah promises a certain promise, then on occasion you're going to encounter a person who does that mitzvah and doesn't appear to have received the promise. One can therefore infer, in the words of Rashi, the end of the first column, Tuchal Lahavin, Matan Sechoro Sha'asiden Amesim Lichyos, that there must be another reward beyond what you're seeing in this world. And Rashi doesn't say, and therefore we know what's called Gan Eden, the Olam HaNeshamos, the place of the souls, and get very religious with you. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, you can infer from here, as the passage in the Gemara said, that it's teaching you techiyas hamesim. It's teaching you that the body will come to life, be populated by the soul. It'll be a different experience, because as the Derech Hashem, Rav Moshe Chaim Letzato explains, the soul by now has been energized and now will take over the body in a lichtiger way, in a beautiful, illuminating way, like Adam HaRishon before the Chet, or better. But the fact that the human being will have a second chance at life in this world, body and soul, can be learnt from the fact that sometimes a reward is promised to a certain type of mitzvah, and a person did that mitzvah and did not get that reward. You can infer that there is techiyas hamesim, that he will yet get that reward. B'kibra v'aim k'siv, continuing in the Gemara, by kibra v'aim, honoring parents, it says, l'ma'an yarichon yamecho, l'ma'an yitavloch. You'll have length of days, it'll be good for you. B'shiluach ha'ken k'siv, l'ma'an yitavloch, v'arachta yomim. It'll be good for you, length of days. Harei, and you could have a case, she'omar lo aviv, his father tells him, he's following a directive of a parent, Alei lebira, go up, haveli gozalos, and bring me down the pigeons. Va'ala, v'shilach ha'so'im, v'lokech ha'sabonim, and he, with his father's directive, sent away the mother, took the children, v'chazaros ha'nafalomes, and on his way back, he fell and died. Heichar arichas yamav shalze, where are his length of days that was promised? Where's the goodness? Ella, from the fact that something was promised and you see that it didn't happen to the best of your vision currently, must be that there's another chapter. There's more to be had. It's talking about a future time. And again, not the Olam HaNeshamos getting very religious, that the soul will yet be rewarded. That's not what he's saying. He's saying that besides the soul being rewarded, there is a reward in this world when this world transforms La'olam haba to what's known as the world to come, body and soul together. Now, this is a fundamental question. I remember once teaching mezuzah in a JCC, and I mentioned that mezuzos, is taken as an acronym to Zoz Mavis. Death shall be removed. And that a person who's in a room that has a mezuzah, or a person who does this mitzvah, is protected. So someone raised their hand and asked, well, yeah, really? I said, well, let's understand, this is not a promise in the Torah that anyone who has a mezuzah will never die. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Even whoever wrote the statement, and you and everyone understands people sometimes die even though there's a mezuzah on the doorway. It's a factor, a significant factor, but it's not the only factor. And the Gemara indeed goes on and wonders if perhaps the person who fell and died perhaps was having a machshava ra'a of avodah zarah. Maybe they were thinking something that was improper of idol worship to the point that they deserved a significant punishment. The Gemara is willing to entertain the possibility of other factors despite the promise. The Gemara says, though, but the person should be protected from such negative thoughts. If he's doing a mitzvah, he should be protected. And indeed, we have a statement from Rabbi Lazar, Sheluche mitzvah einon nizokin lo b'halichosan v'lo b'chazirosan. People who are doing mitzvahs are protected from damage while they're going and while they're coming, both directions. And the Gemara answers five lines up from the bottom of the Gemara, Sulam ra'ua have. Oh, it was a rickety ladder. They were being risky by climbing it. The father by giving the directive and the son by listening. It was a rickety ladder. Umakam de kavua hezeka shiny. And if it's of a place where it's kavua hezeka, where the risk, the damage is tangible, that's different. You could be promised anything you want. But in such a case, the promise is not foolproof. It's not absolutely binding if you act recklessly. So we have the basic promise by Kibud Av Va'Em and by Shiluach HaKein of Arichas Yomim, and Rabbi Yaakov saw that's not what we're seeing in some occasions. And he therefore made the statement, if there's a promise, then Tchiyas HaMesim Teluya Ba, you could infer, since the Torah is otherwise always accurate, so if there's a promise that's not being fulfilled, must be that it includes Tchiyas HaMesim. And then the Gemara goes on and says, well, even if that is talking about Tchiyas HaMesim, but there's a general rule of Shluchei Mitzvah Einon Nizokin, people doing mitzvahs are protected. And the answer to that was, Kavua Hezeka Shaini, if the damage is a known risk, then a person is not protected. Just to make one more observation regarding the sophistication of these things, there's a story that's brought from Rav Nachumka, the Rebbe of the Chafetz Chaim, where he taught that if a person gives meiser, he gives tzedakah generously, then he's promised osher, wealth. So a businessman in town came over to him and says, I give miser, I give generously, and I'm not becoming wealthy. Obviously, he was well-to-do, but he wasn't becoming wealthy. And that was how it was presented, as a promise. You'll become wealthy. Aser b'shvil shetis asher. Tithe so that you'll become wealthy. So Rav Nachum answered him and said, sometimes Hashem in his kindness, instead of giving a person wealth, swaps the wealth out for a different blessing that the person would gladly purchase. And he continued and said, and sometimes a person's child can be very ill, and instead of giving the person wealth, knowing that the person would pay any amount of money for a doctor to heal the child, Hashem may swap it, withhold the wealth, but grant the person the blessing of health for the child that otherwise would not have been coming their way. And the person just stood there open-mouthed, because that's exactly what happened to him. The child was diagnosed with something, and suddenly it just went away. And that's another perspective, but we have to keep track that Rabbi Yaakov held it was binding, and therefore he was able to infer from that particular promise that's clearly articulated in the Torah that there is a Yom Shekulo Aruch. Omer Rav Yosef, the Mesechta concludes, Rav Yosef said, Il moli darshei achir lahai kra ki Rabbi Yaakov bar Baratei, lo chata. If Acher, the other one, meaning Elisha ben Avuya, who was a Talmud Chacham and then went off the Derech, if he would have understood these psukim in this way, he wouldn't have sinned, because my chaza, what triggered him to go so far off, even though he was a scholar, but he was no longer the Talmud Chacham. He was an informer to the Romans. What happened to him? Ike de Amri ki ay maisa chaza. Some say that this is such a story that triggered his spiraling fall. He didn't know how to understand it, how to explain it, and Rabbi Yaakov's explanation would have simply made it clear. Ike de Amri, others say that what he saw, they were living in very difficult times. Lishna durabi chutzpis hameturgeman chaza. He saw the tongue of Rabbi Chutzpis, the announcer of Torah. Dava mutelas ba'ashba. It was lying in the garbage after execution. Omar, he said, peshepik margolios yelachach afar. Could it be that the tongue that gave forth pearls is dumped in such disgrace? For hula yada, and he didn't know, leman yitach loch ba'olam shekulo tov, uleman yarichon yamecha ba'olam shekulo aruch. He didn't understand that when it says yitav loch yarichon yamecha, it's not specifically talking about this world, although there may be byproduct that gives a person peroseim ba'olam hazeh, good things. But it's referring to the time of Techiyas HaMesim. I find it fascinating that the Masechta of Chulin, that largely deals with kosher food, meat, and the mixtures of milk and meat, and how to keep them separate properly, what the restrictions are, talks about Techiyas HaMesim as its final statement. Because if we wanted to get very religious, we would talk about just the soul. And apparently Hashem's vision is, as we see constantly, the importance of v'chai bohem, good health. Hashem wants the body to be the good platform for the soul. And that Techiyas HaMesim will be the time to ultimately see the proper blending without strain of body and soul. Hadron Aloch Meseches Chulin, we daven for the opportunity to learn the Masechta more thoroughly. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.